And patience is described, let me see if I can read it this here. Patience here, this is a great description for patience. I love this description. The ability to put up with problems and pain that come at you in life without complaining. Yeah, think about that one for a minute. The ability to put up with all that nonsense without complaining. That's tough, because that's the first thing you want to do. I know the first time your face, my patience is tested, I want to start complaining, right? Exactly, yeah, there you go. I'm ready for it. Come on, you tried my patience. So we have to understand that patience is important. Patience is a fruit, and God will always help you with fruits. Like it says here, these are the fruits of the Spirit. The Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. You can ask God for all of those things, and He will give you the seeds to plant, but you have to plant them. Now here's the problem. When God asks you, when you ask God for faith, He doesn't go boom and just fill you up with a bunch of bubbly feelings of hopefulness and joy. Mm-mm. God gives you the ability, chance, the opportunity to test your faith, to grow your faith. Because remember, it's not a gift. You can't say, here, take this. You have to cultivate it. You have to put into it. When God, if you ask God, don't go willy-nilly and ask God for patience. Do not go willy-nilly and ask God for patience. Because what's going to happen? The same way that God gave you an opportunity to test your faith so you could grow, it's going to happen with patience. The second you ask God for patience, He's going to say, okay, I'm going to give you the opportunity to grow your patience. And that guy that bothers you at work is going, for some strange reason, end up sitting right next to you. Everybody going to want to cut you off on the highway. Your kids are going to come home late. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm bored. I want this. I want that. And remember, patience. You have to have your patience, because what happens when you lose patience? That taxing vegetable, that corn, you're ready to throw some corn at somebody, right? So, but God rejoices in a person with self-control, in a person with patience. And you'll find later on that patience allows us, patience is easier when you care about someone. Patience is a sign of compassion. Patience is a sign of love. Patience is a sign of control. If we go to 1 Corinthians 13:4, we're going to jump back here. Just a couple of books back.